Welcome to Weinberg Information Services Presents IRA Issues That May Arise During Tax Season. I'm Bob Keebler, and I'll be your host today. Tax season is often the time when a client's problems and errors first come to an advisor's attention. They might be excess accumulations, excess contributions, recharacterizations of Roth IRAs, late recharacterization issues, or other excise taxes. Perhaps a missed 60-day rollover or a series of broken periodic payments. All of these issues mandate your immediate attention, but knowing what to do is often the trick. Today, I hope to present to you some ideas of how to proceed when you see one of these issues in your practice. One of the very common issues we see year after year are excess accumulations. What happens under the law, we're all well aware that there's a 50% excise tax under Section 4974 when we fail to take enough money out of our IRA. So if I was supposed to take $100,000 out and I didn't take anything out, the penalty is $50,000. Now, you may be able to get that waived, and we'll talk about that. This penalty comes up in three places. One is during your client's lifetime. They simply miss this rule. The more common place it comes up in our practice is in the year of death. I die in February and no one realized I hadn't taken out my RMD. The third place it can arise is after a person dies when we simply do not understand the rules that we're bound by as far as taking minimum distributions. So if you have a client that's over age 70.5 and owns a retirement account, you want to make sure that they're taking their required minimum distribution. If they haven't taken it, you want to apply for a waiver of the excise tax. And under the law, the Secretary of the Treasury can waive the penalty if the penalty was due to reasonable error and you're taking steps to correct it. Now, to request such a waiver, the taxpayer that you're representing needs to complete a Form 5329, and we do two or three dozens of these a year for clients, and attach an explanation requesting relief, explaining why the error was reasonable and what steps you've taken to remedy this. Now, our experience is the IRS is very generous in approving such waivers. The second issue you need to be aware of is a little trickier, and that's excess contributions. Hardly a month goes by when we do not run into someone that has put excess funds into their IRA. Now, it's not that I put $6,000 in when I wasn't allowed to, or it's not that I put $12,000 in when I was only allowed to put in six. It's generally much bigger issues. For example, the two cases I have on my desk this morning, what transpired is individuals died, and then, so the lady's dad died, and then she somehow rolled the money into her own IRA. Absolute disaster, because not only was it taxable when she took it out of her dad's IRA, but it's an excess contribution subject potentially to the 6% annual tax when she transferred it into her own IRA. So we want to be very careful that we're policing these things on the front end when we can, especially when you represent somebody during an estate administration. But more importantly, if you see this later, you're going to want to look at what options you have. Now, if it's simply the annual contributions, you are allowed to clean that up by carrying it forward. And the next year, you simply wouldn't make a contribution. If it's a very large contribution, you're going to have to look at withdrawing it from the IRA and perhaps having to pay the excise tax. Now, recharacterizations. Many of you have had clients that have converted to a Roth IRA in 2010. And now, between now and April 15th and all the way up until October 15th, you're going to want to look at whether you should recharacterize. Look at the value of the accounts. Now, this is dynamic with the situation in Japan, the situation in the Middle East. You're going to have to look at these values closer to April 15th and then closer to October 15th to determine whether it makes sense to leave that wealth transfer into the Roth IRA. Any change in marital status, where tax rates are going, looking at whether the client has outside funds to pay the taxes, and whether the client will need money after reaching 70.5. The biggest thing we do is we do a lot of Roth conversions followed by recharacterizations if the accounts have gone down in value. Now, the basic law says that if I converted in 2010, I have up until October 15, 2011 to recharacterize. Once I recharacterize, I'm allowed to do a reconversion. And if it's a 2010 conversion, I just wait 31 days after I recharacterize, and then I'm allowed to jump back into the Roth IRA. So I go from my Roth IRA to a regular IRA. 31 days later, I can reconvert. Now, The other thing that you're up against sometimes is you're going to see the need to do a late recharacterization, especially in 2008 or 9, if you have clients that are audited and then their income goes above the $100,000 limitation, they would be able to do a late recharacterization and try to eliminate that Roth conversion income. So that's something that basically, if your income was over 100 and you converted to a Roth and you do not clean that up, you're going to be deemed to have made an excess contribution to a Roth IRA, and then again, the 6% annual penalty tax starts. Now, the other thing that we're up against is sometimes clients miss the 60-day rollover, and there have been literally, I'm going to say, over 100 IRS rulings on this issue. When an individual takes a distribution from an IRA, under the law, they have 60 days to place it back into another IRA. So I'm not talking about an inherited IRA. I'm talking about my own IRA. Or I'm talking about I retire, my company gives me a check, I have 60 days to put that back in. Not everyone does that perfectly. And that's why we've represented so many clients in these situations. And these situations are sad, especially when somebody is literally, their retirement is hanging in the balance here if we can't get a waiver. So under IRC Section 408 D3 Cap I, the Secretary of the Treasury can waive the 60-day requirement where failure to waive the requirement would be against equity or good conscience, including disaster, casualty loss, or other reasonable events beyond the control of the taxpayer. Now, the IRS in RevProc 2003-16 provided us with some guidance on what the service will consider, and you should read that ruling, but it's basically errors committed by a financial institution, inability to complete a rollover due to death, disability, hospitalization, incarceration, the use of the amounts distributed, did you spend the money or did it simply sit in a bank account, and the time that's elapsed. Now, the service's position seems to be that they're only going to grant relief if the client's fact pattern falls squarely into one of these examples. The other situation you may see, which is far more complicated, is when individuals actually take money out of an inherited IRA and attempt to roll that over. Sometimes they have an inherited IRA at brokerage firm A, and they simply want to move it to brokerage firm B. When that happens, you have to do it as a trustee transfer. The trustee-to-trustee transfer, the money never really leaves the IRA envelope. On the other hand, if it's in a rollover IRA, I die, my wife rolls it over, she can actually take it out and hold it in the palm of her hand. Or I'm simply moving my money between brokerage accounts, I can hold that in the palm of my hand for 60 days. But I can't touch an inherited IRA, so be careful. If that happens, and you've purposely taken it out, it's going to be very hard to get any relief. The primary case out here is a case called Woods, but that was a ministerial mistake on behalf of the brokerage firm. And the tax court allowed us to put that back, or allowed the taxpayers to put that back together. Now, finally, a series of broken periodic payments. If a taxpayer takes a distribution from their IRA before age 59 and a half, a 10% penalty is imposed for an early distribution. We all know that. This 10% penalty, however, does not apply to distributions that are part of a SEPP, or Substantial Equal Periodic Payment. What happens is a taxpayer can elect to take funds out of the IRA basically over their life expectancy, and that has to go for 5 years. So if they start that when they're 57, they have to go to 62. If they start it, there's an other side of the rule. If they start it when they're 49, they have to keep taking the money out until they reach 59 and a half. Very often along the way, something will go wrong, and the taxpayer will take too much money out, not enough money, or otherwise break those payments. And there's a number of rulings out here. The key thing is, remember, there's no authority under the Code of Regulations for hardship relief from the 10% penalty. However, the IRS has granted relief in a number of private letter rulings by ruling that a change in a series does not constitute a modification. Private letter ruling 2010-51025 was one Michelle and I applied for, Michelle Ward and I applied for, and that gave such relief. Also look at 2005-03036, which basically also gave some relief. Now, makeup distributions were in a subsequent year, and they've given relief in those two instances. Now, on the other side, the IRS has denied relief And it seems to be a very factual issue on when they're going to grant relief and when they're not going to grant relief. But if you have somebody that breaks their substantial equal periodic payments, you definitely want to take a hard look at whether you should try to get a ruling. So those are the things we're going to look at when we talk about helping clients where tax issues have arisen with their IRAs. Just to summarize, excess accumulations, excess contributions, Roth recharacterizations and late recharacterizations, missed 60-day rollovers, and broken substantial equal periodic payments. I hope today's podcast has been helpful in giving you a little bit of guidance on how you can help your clients that have gotten themselves into IRA problems. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler, and thank you for joining us today.